I'd kind of like to know, if not an exact, but a ballpark figure of, you know, what it would take to remediate it, to open it up in its, as the saying goes, current condition, except in a, you know, a safe mode. In other words, what we need to do to perhaps the roof to shore that up, you know, do we need to downsize the air conditioner for the weight or whatever? But in other words, what would be the quick fix? What would it cost? And would that money be, would those repairs go towards the long term? I don't want to do a quick, you know, I don't want to put a Band-Aid on it and have the Band-Aid cost $250,000 only to find out that if we're actually going to do something, we have to throw away the Band-Aid and we've lost $250,000.
Yeah. And even can that be done?
Right. So I think
under current code.
So I think I would be interested in having that information at the January meeting, if that's a reasonable time frame to say, what can we do in the short term to get this building, get the CO on it, and would that, in fact, be used towards further rehab of the building? Or if we were to rehab, you know, we'd have to do something else.
All right.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let's move on to item number 3, which is presentation, possible action, discussion regarding the development of the Lick Creek Nature Park Center and the advisory committee recommendations.